I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. After more than 2 months without high school sports, the Minnesota State High School Athletic League has provided the first concrete step toward possibly resuming competition when it approved a June 15 starting date for summer training by coaches and athletes. The summer waiver period, when coaches can work with their athletes, remains scheduled to end August 7th, with fall activities scheduled to begin August 17th. Recently, League Executive Director Eric Martins addressed more than 300 activities directors via video call and expressed hope for a regular start to fall sports. When or if a fall sports season is approved, most agree changes are to be expected. Many sports are attempting to devise a plan for resuming play while adhering to health department guidelines about social distancing and sanitation. Maybe the biggest challenge for most activities directors will be convincing some parents, athletes, coaches, even themselves, that it's safe to resume play. Some activities directors expect to see a decrease in participation when play does resume. Major League Baseball players reaffirmed their stance for full prorated pay, leaving a huge gap with teams that could scuttle plans to start the baseball season around the 4th of July. Major League Baseball last week proposed an 82-game season with an additional sliding scale of pay cuts that would leave a player at the $563,500 minimum with 47% of his original salary, and top stars like Mike Trout and Garrett Cole at less than 22% of the $36 million that they had been set to earn. Players countered Sunday with a plan for a 114-game regular season with no pay cuts beyond the prorated salaries they agreed to on March 26th. That would leave each player with about 70% of his original pay. Major League Baseball rejected that Wednesday. Management officials have threatened to propose a shortened slate of about 50 games or even fewer. There hasn't been a schedule averaging fewer than 82 games per team in 141 years. The NBA Board of Governors voted Thursday to approve a 22-team format to restart the 2019-20 season July 31st in Orlando. Earlier this week, by the way, Pro Football Focus projected who the top quarterbacks of the 2020 season will be. In their rankings, Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins ranks right in the middle of the pack at 16. Pro Football Focus gives Cousins a 1.2% chance to be the best quarterback in the league, an 11% chance of being in the top 5, 27% chance to be in the top 10, 49% chance to be in the top 16, and a 7% chance to be among the 5 worst. In 2019, Cousins was the 6th best quarterback, according to Pro Football Focus. As far as the other NFC North quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers ranks 4th going into this year. Matthew Stafford, 14th. Nick Foles of the Bears is 27th. And the NASCAR boys will go left all the way around the track in Atlanta this Sunday at 2 o'clock start our time. As far as the standings, Joey Logano is the points leader with 2 wins. Brad Keselowski, also with 2 wins, is in 2nd place. Denny Hamlin, another two race winner this season, is 3rd, followed by Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in 5th place. The Minnesota Vikings have done a good job of accumulating talent after losing veterans this offseason, but sometimes losing veterans comes with a price. The Vikings got a good haul from the Stephon Diggs trade, but losing him cost them $9 million in dead money. The Vikings also cut Xavier Rhodes, which led to a dead money hit of $4.8 million. Those moves and others added up to Minnesota having more dead money than cap space. According to Over the Cap founder Jason Fitzgerald, who ranked the Vikings as one of the 11 teams to have that problem, the team has $12.3 million in cap space, but $20.4 million in dead money. Minnesota has the 5th most dead money in the NFL. Carolina has the most, followed by the Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots, Jacksonville Jaguars, and then the Vikings. Dead money counts towards the salary cap, but can't be used to sign players. When a team cuts or trades a player, a certain amount of that player's cap hit can be saved and used on other talent, but a certain amount of it is dead money, which can't be used. The National Hockey League and the NHL Players Association have agreed that the qualifying round of the 24-team tournament will be best-of-five series, and all four playoff rounds will be best-of-seven series. The sides also determined that the tournament will not be bracketed, but will be reseeded after every round. The NHL and Players Association now must agree on health and safety protocols for games and determine whether family members will be allowed to travel with players into the bubble. The NHL has said it plans to test players daily for the coronavirus once games resume. Commissioner Gary Bettman has projected that the NHL will require between 25 and 35,000 tests, each costing about $125, and the price tag for testing will be in the millions. The NHL has determined it will resume play in two hub cities, which will be NHL markets. Minnesota still in the running. They've narrowed the list to 10 possible cities. The time frame on when they'll make an announcement on that has not been determined yet. The NHL won't mandate that players return to their playing cities until training camp.